Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I just want to take a moment to highlight the many, many accomplishments we have secured in this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Half of Americans are now worried about affording power.
Murders and other violent crimes rose sharply in cities across the country.
Total number of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border passed 2 million in a single fiscal year.
You can't ignore that everything costs more than it did last year.
In this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Applaud, everyone! Applaud sarcastically!
No, that sounds too sincere. Slow clap. There we go. Nice and condescending.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
Candy. Hello.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding? It's no. Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to just go around to people's homes and bilk them out of candy.
Are you kidding?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Check out our website, howiecarrshow.com. Lots of stuff in there. You can vote in our poll question. Check out Emma Foley's latest column. Check out our store deals. We'll have a cheap bastard deal later in the show, but go to howiecarrshow.com, howiecarrshow.com. And, you know, isn't it ironic that Joe Biden yesterday down in Fort Myers, he tried to be a fake tough guy. He was a fake tough guy. He tried to be a tough guy, and he made the statement, nobody ever bleeps with a Biden. His word is a Biden, that nobody ever bleeps with a Biden, okay? He says this. He says it. This is why you know there is a God, because karma comes around and bites you sometimes, especially when you deserve it. And it does it on the very same day. The very same day he said nobody ever bleeps with a Biden. Guess who bleeped with a Biden? OPEC Plus. I don't know why they call it OPEC Plus. Has it become trans or something? Or like LGBTQ Plus? I don't know. But it's now called OPEC Plus. Oil producing exporting countries. And they Joe Biden had gone over there and he had kissed the ring of the Saudi prince, and the ring was in the Saudi prince's back pocket when he kissed it. And he said, "You're not a pariah nation anymore. You know, we're gonna, you know, don't worry about killing that Washington Post columnist allegedly. Don't sweat it anymore. Just please pump some more oil, please." Guess what they told Joe? They said they were going to cut production by 1 million barrels a day. But then Joe said nobody bleeps with a Biden, and they cut it by 2 million barrels a day. 2 million barrels a day. You know, who could have ever predicted that it would be a bad move, that it would come back to haunt us, that after all these years of being dependent on these petro gangsters, these kleptocrats around the world for our oil supply, we finally, again, after 60 or 70 years, became energy self-sufficient in the Trump administration. We were exporting oil. I mean, more oil than we were importing. You know, you always have bring in some from some places and export it some to other places, but we were net exporters of oil and energy for the first time probably since the Eisenhower or at the latest the Kennedy administrations. And on his first day in office, Brandon, the president who would eventually become known a few months later as Brandon, Dementia Joe we called him in those days, he stopped the Keystone Pipeline, which by now probably would have been open and sending 800,000 barrels equivalent to the refineries on the Gulf Coast to be transformed into fuel oil, jet fuel, gasoline, et cetera, et cetera. 800,000 barrels. That would have really taken the edge off, wouldn't it? And he also stopped issuing permits to drill on federal land, pretty much. So we are now issuing fewer permits, the federal government, to drill on federal land for oil and gas than at any time since the end of World War II. That was in the Wall Street Journal about a month ago. So what's the situation we find ourselves in? We are now over the barrel, so to speak, with OPEC, which is now OPEC Plus, for the first time in 40 years at least. We were over the barrel twice, once in 73, 74 after the Six-Day War in the Mideast, and then after the mullahs overthrew the Shah and took over Iran in 1980. So we haven't been in this situation since more than 40 years ago. And what was Brandon's response to this, the fact that we were running short of oil? He began draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which Trump had filled up at $24 a barrel and now is going to have to be refilled at probably $80 a barrel. He drained about 200 million barrels of oil. So we're now at the lowest rate of oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve since 1984. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is for strategic purposes. It's not the midterm petroleum reserve, which is what he's using it for. And again, it has to be replenished because sooner or later we could be in a war here. This is insanity.
Nobody f***s around with Paul Lazaro. You tell him!
That's the cut I was looking for last night from Slaughterhouse 5. Nobody bleeps around with Paul Lazaro. And the reason that line is in the movie and in the novel before that by Kurt Vonnegut is to show what a demented fool Paul Lazaro is for saying something like that. And then Biden comes down to Florida yesterday and says the same thing. And he's saying it, he's bragging about it, which is even more insane than Paul Lazaro, the fictional character in Slaughterhouse 5, saying it. And they're trying to defend this on the website. He's really showing he's a man. You know what a man does? You know what an adult, male or female, does? They don't talk about doing something. If you're going to do something, you just do it. Okay? You don't threaten anybody. Just do it. Okay, I thought people learned this. You know, didn't Corn Pop ever tell him anything? How about Nelson Mandela, or Jim Eastland, or Richard Russell, all the black-hating segregationist senators that he loved so much? Robert Byrd, didn't they tell him this? But he just goes out and he brags and he gets his. Why did he call Saudi Arabia a pariah nation? Remember they were all over Trump when that Washington Post columnist got his head chopped off or whatever happened? And why won't you denounce Saudi Arabia? And Trump would always say something, you know, and he's supposed to be this, this trigger happy nut. But he would always say, you know, I don't know what happened with this guy, but, you know, we need Saudi Arabia. Our allies in Europe and in the Middle East, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, etc., they need Saudi Arabia. You don't go off half-cocked and start making these empty threats. And what could be an emptier threat than all the stuff Biden said about Saudi Arabia? It's now proven that. You know, they used to talk about jawboning. You know, if you have an ally that's crossing you, and you're the United States of America, the last great superpower, you jawboned with them. Again, you could convince them because you had certain levers at your disposal. Joe Biden is an empty suit. He's an empty suit's empty suit. The guy is a fraud. He's a disaster. He talks about the disaster of climate change. He's the biggest disaster in the United States right now.
Think about what you'd think about.
Ugh. I can't stand it. Hey, the House of Saud just told Joe to Saud off and go found Saudi Arabian sand. They did. That's exactly what they did. Nobody F's with Biden except Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Putin, China, Afghanistan. Yeah, I know. I know. Venezuela is emptying their prisons. I mean, it's bad enough they're sending anybody up here, right? But they're now sending their prisoners up here, just like Fidel Castro did in 1980 with the Mariel boat lift. And what's Biden's response? He's kissing their gluteus maximus, like he's kissing the gluteus maximus of everybody who produces oil. When he shut down our oil production, it is the height of insanity. And he says we're going to have a transition to a technology that doesn't exist. I mean, can anyone dispute any of what I just said? Any of it? You want to? Are these Republican talking points? Am I weaponizing, pouncing, seizing? Do you think I, more than anybody else in the United States, wants to pay higher prices for heating oil? Wants to see the economy cratered because these people have become zealots for a ridiculous religion called the Church of Climate Change? They can be, you know what? They have a First Amendment right, freedom of religion. Let them be adherents of whatever faith or cult they care for. Let them move into the rural areas and get off the grid and not heat their houses and build sod roofed cabins. You know, but don't make you and me do it. I like the life we had until January 2021. 844-500-4242. 661 said nobody F's with OPEC Plus. Not right now they don't. Not with the Keystone Pipeline shut down and no federal oil and gas leases. If Trump were in, nobody would be bleeping with the United States of America. That's the important thing. Who cares about Biden and his crooked family, his crooked son and his crooked brother and his shoplifting niece and his daughter that he took showers with when she was 11 years old and Dr. Jill? I don't care about any of them. 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his dental patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating for a couple of years now about going back to the dentist's office, don't wait any longer. The longer you postpone going back, the more of a hassle it's going to be, whether you just need a simple checkup, a teeth cleaning, or something more complicated like a bridge or a crown or something like that. The only place to go is Perfect Smiles, run by Dr. Bruce Houghton and his amazing staff. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Do it today. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located just off Route 3 and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. When you walk in the office, you can see my before and after pictures and the mailroom managers. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. And, you know, there's a very interesting question out there, sort of an international mystery, and that is the Nord Stream pipeline. And there were two of them, and they go from Russia to, Poland or Lithuania, somewhere like that, and or Gdansk, you know, it used to be Danzig in the old days when Prussia, Germany owned it. And so it's owned by Russia, and it was blown up last week. It runs under the Baltic Sea. And so it's a very interesting question about who blew it up. And the deep state is telling us that it had to be Russia that blew up its own pipeline. Because, you know, just knowing your own personal life, if you have something that's making a lot of money for you, like whether it's a store or a car or anything, you're gonna blow it up, aren't you? Of course, it makes perfect sense. You want to hurt something that's providing you with money and keeps you or your family going. I never believed that it was the Russians who blew up their own pipeline, but that's what we're being told, that they did it. So I think do we have a cut from Fox last night about the guy was saying, who was telling us that the Russians blew up their own pipeline? Do we have that cut? Maybe not. Okay. We don't have that cut. We'll get it, though. But anyway, so, Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who do you think sabotaged Russia's Nord Stream pipelines? Russia, U.S., U.S. proxies, or Smirsch, Spectre, and or Chaos? Would you believe it? Chaos.
Missed it by that much.
Chaos, of course. That was Get Smart, Maxwell Smart, and Agent 99's nemesis back in the day, and Smirsch and Spectre went up against James Bond back in the day. I'm going to vote, even though I makes me a puppet of Putin, I'm going to vote for the United States.
37% say the United States, 36% say U.S. proxies, 16% say Russia, 12% say chaos.
All right, we're gonna get this cut. There was a great cut last night on Fox about this guy was asked. He said, "Well, do you believe that all the deep state people who are saying that it's the Russians that blew up their own pipeline?" And the guy said, "Yeah, these are the same people who told us that the Russians elected Donald Trump as president in 2016. They told us that there was a Russian bounty on American troops. They told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation." And he went on and on. There were other things they've said blamed on the Russians. It's just not very believable that it's the Russians who did it. We'll get that sound cut though soon. 844-500-4242. So, again, this is a disaster. What's been done here with American energy sources, and also this whole Ukrainian conflict. I mean, if we were going to provoke a conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which basically we did. I mean, by the weakness of Joe Biden and the fact that he was egging the Ukrainians on here in this thing. Wouldn't it have behooved us to make sure that the Russians couldn't use their energy stranglehold over the European Union as leverage in the war against Ukraine? But instead, we gave away our edge, our ability to provide for the energy needs of the European Union, or at least in part provide for the needs of the European Union, by shutting down all of our own domestic oil production. And so now we have to ask OPEC Plus, a nation that Russia is now a member of. That's why they call it Plus, really. It's not because they're trans. It's because Russia's in there now and a couple other countries that didn't used to be members of OPEC. So why? This is the greatest mismanagement of strategic geopolitics maybe ever. I mean, it makes no sense. None. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And to vote in our poll question, just go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right there at the top. And, you know, when we say U.S. proxies, that means allies. You know, the two countries that are being suggested are two countries that have Baltic Sea coasts, Poland and Sweden. There are other countries that have it, but they're smaller. But I don't know about that. I mean, it seems pretty complicated to blow up an underground pipeline. I've read about underwater drones, but I never heard of them until the last couple of days. And there was this professor from Columbia. We'll get a cut from him. He was on with Bloomberg, on a Bloomberg station, and they cut him off very quickly. And they said, "Who do you think did it?" And he said, "Well, I think it's the U.S. You know, they have a helicopter base, the military, the U.S. military does in Dansk or Gdansk or Danzig." And he said they saw helicopters from that base hovering, U.S. helicopters hovering over the pipeline right before the explosions occurred. Which, you know, and again, Joe Biden said we could do it. You know, sometimes even when you're as senile as Joe Biden, I mean, when he also said we had the most extensive voter fraud operation in U.S. political history, didn't he? And I think most of us believe he was telling the truth then. And he said we'll end the Nord Stream pipeline, and now it's been ended. But they're saying if you say that we ended it as Biden promised to do, and was asked a follow up question and reiterated that it was going to be ended by the U.S. You're a stooge of Stalin, a puppet of Putin. 844-500-4242, and now it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Yes, I have some good news for you to start this segment. The FBI agents that are investigating Hunter Biden believe there is enough evidence to charge him. This is from the Washington Examiner. The federal agents investigating Hunter believe that they have unearthed enough evidence to charge President Joe Biden's son with crimes related to tax fraud and lying during his purchase of a handgun. If you go to the New York Post right now, they have the photo, and Taylor and I were discussing this, and Howie, you might disagree with me. I think the photos of Hunter with the gun pressed to his upper thigh are potentially the creepiest photos of all time, of Hunter. And he has a lot
creepier
of
creepier than him with the young women who are scantily clad, and I mean young, under the age of consent.
Well, I haven't seen those. I've only seen the ones that the New York Post has published, and I don't like seeing Hunter Biden's upper pale thigh. It's just too much, and he has the gun pressed up against it.
I'm looking at it right now.
Ugh, and sometimes he's big on scarves. Have you noticed that?
But, Grace, don't you know this is Russian disinformation?
Is a Russian plant. They have said that this is national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
Yeah, this has all the earmarks of Putin. these gun pictures against Hunter Biden's thigh. The FBI agents handling the criminal inquiry concluded months ago that the facts supported federal charges against Hunter Biden.
Concluded months ago, Grace. I think this is an important phrase that you just kind of glossed over. Months ago. So what's the delay? I mean, the FBI apparently raided some homes of people who were taking part in a demonstration outside an abortion clinic. Now they sent agents in there. The guy in Philadelphia, the father of seven kids, who pushed a Bernie Sanders type ancient hippie type guy who was calling his son homophobic names. Now he was arrested, rounded up. Roger Stone, Peter Navarro, they don't wait months to arrest those guys,
yeah,
do they?
They can move pretty quick when they want to. They're crafty when they want to be.
Ask Donald Trump about Mar-a-Lago. Something happened on South Ocean Boulevard.
Well, you know what else, Howie, when you think about Hunter and they're looking into his tax fraud and his lying during the purchase of a gun? But what makes me laugh is that when it came to anyone in Trump's world, they were always hoping that they would have this huge scandal, and instead they had to settle for these, what do they call them, nickel and dime crimes, where it's just like these small things that they could catch people on?
Yeah.
And in the case of Hunter Biden, they would choose the small crimes and ignore all of the massive crimes that this dude has allegedly committed just to save face for the Biden administration. Like, if they get him on lying during the purchase of a gun and tax fraud, that is the least of what this guy has done, allegedly.
Right. Again, we go back to Bo Bielinski, his former business partner. The other day, he said that the Bidens, and he knew them pretty well. He knew all of them. He said they were hoping to make billions of dollars from the Chinese. Billions.
As Joe would say,
they're going to get him for a gun,
right? it's the least of our concerns when it comes to Hunter Biden,
right?
And speaking of the Bidens, Biden released a statement yesterday because he was disappointed that the federal appeals court ruled that President Barack Obama's DACA program is unlawful. And I just wanted to read you one sentence from this statement that I'm sure Joe Biden wrote himself. I'm sure no one else wrote this for him. He said, "This challenge to DACA is just another example of the extreme agenda being pushed by MAGA Republican officials." Really leaning into the MAGA talking point.
Do you remember when John Boehner was the House Speaker? This goes back a ways now, obviously. John Boehner from Cincinnati was the Republican speaker. His staff put together a list, I think, of 20-plus times that Obama said that it was unconstitutional for him to sign an order, basically waiving all criminal statutes for these welfare-collecting third-world indigent criminals that are the DACA recipients. He said more than 20 times he said it, and then he did it. Kind of like the student loans more recently.
I was going to say the student loan controversy continues to pick up because of that exact reason. I mean, we have so many people on record saying that this is unconstitutional, including Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. And that's not stopping them. It's weird. The more advanced technology gets, Howie, these politicians still act like we have no way of going back and replaying what they said. Like, right. We live in a time where we don't have any sort of video or audio or anything like that.
Well, you know, the thing is that we have the audio and the video, but, you have to know where to look for it, and you have to care enough to look for it. And, the American public, as far as I can see, knows less about news than they did 50 years ago when they had only three TV channels and newspapers to rely on rather than the internet.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that, too, has to do with the way the media has behaved over the last decade. I think this constant panic pushing has really exhausted people, and a lot of people have just tuned it out at this point. And it's hard to blame them. I mean, it's really depressing when you turn on these news channels and they're just screaming at you for hours about how terrible everything is. Okay, now here's some more good news, Howie. Steve Scalise, the Republican whip, has raised a record $5.6 million in Q3 to help GOP retake the House. So he has raised nearly $52 million since the start of 2021.
And good. Give some to Caroline Leavitt in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire. Send some to Bruce Pollock, one in the 2nd Congressional District in Maine.
Yeah, it would be nice, Al, if you could talk to Bruce.
We'll be talking to him tonight at 6 o'clock.
Ah, how wonderful.
And I'm going to have him do a tutorial on how to deal with this ranked choice voting BS this time. Because, I was just telling Jerry down here, it's been going on all these years. They did it in Cambridge when I lived there, and I still don't understand it.
No, I know. It reminds me of the meme where all the equations are just floating in the air when someone tries to explain it to me. I get so confused. All right. Americans saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under Biden. And this is from the New York Post, but I want to add it. I'm going to editorialize a little bit here. Americans saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under the Biden boom, is how I would put it. Americans have been battered by soaring inflation.
Build back broker.
Yes, and since Biden took office, they've effectively suffered the steepest pay cut in a quarter century.
$11 trillion in vanished assets.
The speaker spoke to.
Yeah, so that it's great news if you're Joe Biden. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas published new findings that calculated real wages, the amount of money Americans take home when adjusted for inflation. We find that a majority of employed workers' real wages have failed to keep up with inflation in the past year. For these workers, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5%.
And none of us needed to hear this from anybody, but it's good that our suspicions are being confirmed, isn't it, Grace?
Yeah, and you know, Howie, this goes back to what you've talked about and what a lot of Republicans have pointed out, which is inflation. I mean, it hurts everybody. Everybody sees it when they go to the grocery store, but it especially hurts people in lower incomes. I mean, the lower income communities are really, really struggling from this. And I think that the Biden administration is making a huge mistake by assuming people are more concerned with climate change and all of these other issues when this
abortion
is still
January 6th. I think, though, Grace, it's just that they have no issues to run on. So they're trying. This is called grasping at straws, isn't it?
Yes. No, you're right. And it's still the number one issue. Every time I turn off.
By the way, when are the January 6th hearings going to resume? They canceled them last week, supposedly because of Hurricane Ian. It was because no one was going to cover them because they were covering the hurricane. But now the hurricane is passed. And so they haven't scheduled some new hearings. I don't understand. I thought this was an existential threat to democracy.
This is going to be like CNN Plus. It just never returns. Goes away and never comes back. Hey, Howie, before I go, I read a little bit of this on my show today, but I found these numbers, and I know I sent you this piece from the Wall Street Journal. Really amazing. It breaks down statewide in 2019. That 36% of all third grade students could read at grade level. This is Illinois' shocking report card in the Wall Street Journal. And it goes through all of the problems. It says a child who can't read in third grade can't do word problems in fourth or science experiments in fifth. It goes through all these statistics, and it's pre-pandemic. But then here's the part of the story that will really make people go crazy. In Decatur, 97.3% of teachers were rated excellent or proficient in 2017. In 2018, that number was 99.7%. Yeah. This year, 100% of Chicago teachers were evaluated as excellent or proficient. And I really like this line. It says, the students are failing, but the teachers are great. The contradiction shows the system is corrupt as well as incompetent.
You know the old saying when someone does something mediocre and they say, good enough for government work. This is an indication of it right here. By the way, the numbers on the MCAS, the Massachusetts achievement tests, they're way down too. I mean, I don't know of any state or municipality that is doing better since this started. It's a total disaster. Of course, Fauci is still on his alibi Ike tour. Now he's blaming everything on it. His comments are taken out of context. They're on video. They're on audio.
Well, Howie,
that's a lame excuse.
Try to be a little bit compassionate. He's very scared. It's almost trick-or-treating season, and he gets very nervous when the trick-or-treaters show up.
I know.
They might breathe on him. Hey, by the way, Howie, if anyone wants to check out the show today, I would definitely suggest the Woker Joke segment. We had three people working on the headlines, Emma Foley, Taylor Cormier, and Jared Diglio, and it ended up being a really good segment, so make sure you check that out.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
I think I threw in a two. I throw in a couple a week.
Oh, I meant the ones that were completely made up out of whole cloth.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
You can throw those in too.
I don't make them up. I see stuff and I see real stuff and I send it along. All right, and I understand. I misunderstood. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That cuts the price to under $50, which is a real bargain. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Our cheap bastard deal today is one of our popular Cape Cod restaurants. It's a great, great place to go. It's right on the way to Nauset Beach on Cape Cod National Seashore. The Barley Neck Inn has been hailed by Yankee Magazine, the Boston Globe, and USA Today as one of the best restaurants on Cape Cod. Housed in an iconic building on the way to Nauset Beach, as I just said, the restaurant has long been considered the place to dine by both residents and visitors. Their dinner menu changes seasonally. It focuses on fresh local ingredients prepared with a whimsical touch. I recommend the conch fritters. They also offer an array of craft cocktails and locally brewed beers and a thoughtfully chosen wine list. Live music on weekends rounds out the fun that is the Barley Neck Inn. While supplies last, right now, you can go to HowieCarshow.com and purchase a $100 gift card to the Barley Neck Inn for just $50. If you're, you know, they're great anytime, in season or out of season, or you can just purchase them as a Christmas present. They'll be good next year if you're not coming to the Cape for a while. But the Cape's becoming more and more of a year-round place, as you know, and it's really nice in the fall. Get yours before they sell out at HowieCarshow.com and click on store. With us now to talk more about the Barley Neck Inn is their director of operations, Richard Catania. I love the Barley Neck Inn, Richard. What's going on this season?
Hey, Howie, great to talk to you again. We wait all year for this time of the season to roll around. I'm surprised anybody would go to Florida, but you know who you are. Anyway,
I was there all summer. Come on.
I know you were. But no, this is, to me, the best time of year. The weather, the crowds thin out. And we roll out a fall menu and some specials just to, you know, tack on to the deal we're offering today to make it even more enticing. So a lot of good stuff happening.
And you still got the live music on weekends, even though I think you'll be moving in more and more from the back area there.
We are. Actually, Friday, tomorrow, is our last live outside. And to cap off the season, we have a professional bagpipe player coming in at 6 o'clock, and he's going to do some songs to honor the passing of Queen Elizabeth, and to wrap up the season. So, love to have you, but I know you can't make it. And then we'll move the music inside probably Friday night. Moving into
the, and it's a great bar. You got the a big, huge bank of TV sets. It's a wonderful place to watch a football game. The Patriots aren't that great this year, but still, it's a lot of fun to go in, and it's a very comfortable place to watch an athletic event in the bar and have some great food at the same time.
Yeah, thank you. It is. It's kind of a gathering place. We just, yesterday, I had a call from the Orleans Chamber of Commerce, and they awarded us Business of the Year, which was a great accolade. They're actually coming here later to film a video. So I appreciate that. It's credit to the team here, including the owners, Phil and Claire Ruggieri. They really pulled off kind of a comeback story here. And it's nice to be recognized by the community.
It's really a nice place, the Barley Neck Inn. And again, get down there. This is a great time of year at the Cape, but you can get these gift certificates, $100 gift certificates for $50. It's a great early Christmas present, and no one's going to know you spent $50 instead of $100. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans. Thank you, Richard. I'm Howie Carr.